how do you help a largely white teaching staff talk about race and culture with black students? That's a big question at Lewiston High School as the city's Somali population has grown to about 7,000 people. As Robbie Feinberg reports, the answer has been found by a group of Lewiston students who came up with an approach based on their life experiences.
Every Wednesday after the final bell at Lewiston High School, a group of about 20 students gather in a small basement classroom for a program called 21st Century. It began as an after-school help program, largely for the district's population of children of immigrants from Somalia. But over the past few years, program director Jen Carter says it's evolved.
So yeah, I mean, students come because they need help, but eventually we try to push them into a leadership role where they're also helping the community.
About a year ago, Carter challenged them to think about a big question.
You know, what could we change about the community here at Lewiston High School, the community in Lewiston in general? Like, what can you as a young person add?
Like, in my experiences, I feel like teachers don't really have a connection with students of different culture.
Junior Abdul Muhammad says that as these 21st century students talked to friends and each other, they found shared experiences. They felt many of the teachers at Lewiston High School still didn't understand their Somali culture. Junior Mariamo Elmohe says some of the interactions were surprising.
So like, and they don't know how to ask, so like sometimes they come off and like be like, oh, do you speak Muslim and stuff like that, but like, we never ask questions like that. Like, we're, like, educated about their culture and, like, how we know a lot of things about them, but, like, nobody really teaches them about our culture, like, what we wear and stuff like that and why we do what we do and stuff like that.
More than a quarter of the district's students are black, yet Lewiston High School has only one African-American teacher. And according to federal data, nearly one-fifth of the black students at Lewiston High School received an out-of-school suspension in the most recent year on record. That's a rate nearly 60% higher than the student body as a whole. Elmohe says that's a problem.
That kind of has an impact on their learning and stuff like that. They seem to get in trouble more often than the other white kids. So, and the teacher thinks that just that has to do with their skin color. Oh, that's the black kid that always gets in trouble. So they always assume that you'll get in trouble or you're always that bad kid. Like, we don't want them to think that way of us.
The students decided the best way to change these practices was to tell their personal stories, to lead a training where they didn't attack the teachers, but instead simply shared their experiences at Lewiston High School, both good and bad.
As a leader, you want to believe that everybody treats everyone, regardless of their culture or their race, equally. But I think we'd be living in putting our heads in the sand if that was reality.
Lewiston High School Principal Sean Chabot says he was open to the idea of a workshop and agreed. So the full training for more than 50 of Lewiston's educators occurred last month. The students wanted to ensure that teachers would be open about their feelings, so they decided not to record the session. Nevertheless, the training was a success. Students shared uncomfortable experiences, and teachers talked about how they sometimes felt nervous to even bring up race in the classroom. Social studies teacher Donna Olson says the stories really made her think about her own communication and how she talks with students.
Even if there's a consequence for a behavior that I don't find I approve of, I need to be really clear about the reasons behind it.
Okay. Yeah, I would say definitely there's less emotion.
When students talk about the kind of communication they want to have with teachers, some point to Lewiston math teacher Erica Goslin. I meet Goslin inside the downtown Lewiston apartment of junior Isho Muhammad. Goslin works with Muhammad on a paper for English class.
And peat of muck, mud, slime, ooze, that's a good word, ooze. Sounds gross, right?
This one-on-one intensive tutoring with students started 6 years ago, Goslin says, with Isho's sister Fatuma. Goslin worked with her in summer school, and Fatuma invited her over.
So I went to their apartment, and we had dinner, and it was like the first time that I really felt comfortable enough to just ask any question I wanted.
As Goslin and Muhammad sit at the kitchen table, they say their relationship goes beyond academics.
I know where you live, I think. I know her family.
Did you come and stay when the house burnt down, or no?
Some of my sisters went to her house to sleep there, like after our building got burned down in the year of 2014.
They even celebrated the Muslim holiday of Eid together.
I feel like a family member at this point, like I'm their crazy aunt or something like that. And so I just got that feeling that you get when you kind of try on something new and try something different that is not something I know a lot about. And it was nice to learn something from them instead of them just, you know, me as the teacher all the time and they're trying to learn from me, but trying to learn something new about the people in my community. And that's what I got out of it.
The students say they don't expect all their teachers to act like Goslin, but they do want teachers to ask about their culture. The next step in the process, they say, is to increase communication through restorative practices like classroom-wide community circles. The students have now formed a working group of students, teachers, and administrators. And Principal Sean Chabot says the students' willingness to talk about a subject like race is exactly the kind of leadership he wants to see at Lewiston High. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.